Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On mind. Happy Thursday, my friend. Welcome to it. Todd Mitchell's going to take the day today and tomorrow. It's Jason Lewis and I got you covered. Kevin Flynn, Jason Lewis sitting in for Scotty, who's in Norway on their tour. Jason's going to be in today and tomorrow. Excited to have him. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. We tell you all the time about home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Very convenient when you get a nice, maybe a tater tot. You know, hot dish all homemade from scratch. You can just take it and go. If you want to hit one of the locations today, here's what's on the menu. Valley City's got pulled pork or the best French dip in New York. In New York, in North Dakota. Best French dip sandwich in North Dakota. Harwood's got country fried steak. West Main Avenue's doing Salisbury steak or pulled pork today. Country fried steak on 12th Avenue. Cheeseburger mac and cheese in Glendon. It's one of their specialties. And Salisbury steak in Newland, as well as meatloaf in on 45th and Fargo. Always has the 4 for $4, competitive on fuel as they can be, because they get from a number of different sources, a Marathon and on down the list, but their commitment is to help fuel better, and with the way the prices are right now, they're fighting at every corner for you to get the best prices they can. Pretty tough fight right now. PetroServe USA, and tell them we sent you in from the What's On Your Mind team. Jason Lewis, good to have you in, my friend, and for Scotty today. How's the weather in the Twin Cities this morning?
Well, we're not at the Twin Cities, but I am ensconced in the Northwoods at an undisclosed location.
Oh, very good. Well, as you and I both then. I'm not quite in the woods, but I'm on the edge of them.
Apparently, we got other people on this program, too. Nothing like a private party line, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, what's on your mind? Here's the number to call, Jason Lewis, at 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Dr. Scott Jensen, the gubernatorial candidate on the Republican ticket, up on the program next hour. But in the meantime, there's so much to talk about. As I say, I was proud to go to Washington with President Trump to put forth an agenda that now in hindsight looks better than ever. Everything we warned about in the 2018 midterms, when I lost my seat, as well as in 2020, when we all should have won, had we not had these, shall we say, bizarre voting rules. No, I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying we had bizarre voting rules when you've got literally a half the population voting by mail-in ballot. And when Jimmy Carter and James Baker warned years ago that the greatest abuse occurs with mail-in ballots, you can start to see why some people get skeptical. But regardless of how 2020 came out, we warned in 2018 when the Democrats took the House. We warned in 2020 during our campaign for the U.S. Senate here in Minnesota, of which I was the Republican nominee, what would happen if we did not prevail. We left these Democrats, when I went to Washington to work with President Trump, with an economy that was off the charts, record low unemployment. We had peace and prosperity. We were taking on China. The border was being secured. Everything we promised we'd do, we did. And we had the greatest tax reform since the 1980s, which gave us rising wages at the lower end of the economic strata. So everything we left the Democrats in the House, as well as the President Biden, they've screwed up. We did three budgets. I was on the budget committee in the 115th Congress. We did three budgets because Obama left us one. So we finished up the Obama-Biden budget in 2017. Then we did two more. The 116th Congress, of which my successor, Angie Craig, was such a proud part to bring her wokeness to D.C., they didn't pass a single budget. It has been a debacle of untold proportions in record time that these Democrats have brought this country to its knees with unrelenting crime in the street, 2 million people crossing the border, inflation as we haven't seen since Jimmy Carter. President Joe Biden is Jimmy Carter with a mean streak. He's an incompetent who's absolutely irate, and that's a dangerous combination. And so here we are. Now, there may be some pushback coming if the midterm polls are any indication, if the vote in San Francisco finally recalling a prosecutor that would rather let criminals go and take away your firearms than anything else. This is what George Soros has brought or has wrought. And this is something that America is waking up to. Obviously, North Dakota has woken up to it a long time ago. Minnesota has yet to emerge from its somnolence. But maybe, you never know. You never know. It's very, very frustrating that when it comes to crime and when it comes to violence in the street, that we have a party in a media, which, by the way, I repeat myself, the media, if you take a look at what the Washington Post has done, obviously what ESPN is doing now branding Tampa Bay players who believe in God has bigots. We'll get into that a little later. And, of course, CNN, which if they did not employ liars, they would have no one at CNN. What was it the CNN reporter said the other day? Well, we've got a real problem with these going after Judge Kavanaugh on both sides. Well, no, the people that are going after Judge Kavanaugh are on one side, the pro-abortion side, which basically are saying, if you don't let us keep having abortions and have taxpayers pay for it, all hell is going to come down on Judge Kavanaugh. And you know what? That's what's happening. So they had to arrest a guy that was going to assassinate the judge. I will tell you, I've never seen anything like this, and I lived through the 60s. In the 60s, you know, you had the Students for a Democratic Society, you had the Weather Underground, you had the radical, the Chicago 7, and all the rest. But they were a small subset of a subset. Even Democrats opposed them as being too violent and too radical. Today, the BLM Antifa radical left is now the Democrat Party. There is no difference. How is it possible that they want to defund the police, and then when the police don't do their job in Uvalde, which they didn't, and they deserve criticism for that, then they want to defund you? Are you making sense of that? So let's make certain we don't have any police on the streets. My opponent, Tina Smith, in the U.S. Senate race, led the charge on the defund police movement in Minnesota. Now she's still a senator threatening Judge Kavanaugh and all the rest. But she led that charge. And then when the police fail, they blame the cops. So the first, they don't want them. Then when they don't do their job, which is exactly what a defund the police environment would look like, no police. Police not doing their job and no police on the street are two sides of the same coin, right? So then they want to disarm you. Finally, you get the picture that really all they want to do, they don't want to take away guns from criminals. The best way to take away guns from criminals is to lock up criminals. They want to take away your guns. It makes no sense whatsoever. Yesterday, the House passed a bill to raise the purchase age to 21 for semi-automatics. Now, semi-automatics are not assault weapons. They are the most common weapon in circulation. In Minnesota, we've long held that people under 18 may possess hunting rifles, pistols, with supervision. It's called hunting. Kids used to take their rifles to school when I was a kid. That bill in the House yesterday would effectively ban that. We're going to ban high-capacity magazines as well. Well, here's a question for you. Why is it that police insist on carrying, the Secret Service insist on carrying, high-capacity magazines? Because if they're in harm's way, they want more than 10 rounds. They want more than 15 rounds. They want to make certain they have enough rounds to thwart the enemy. But you shouldn't have that ability. So they want to ban these magazines over 10 rounds, over 15 rounds, I believe, in the legislation yesterday, which would effectively ban half the weapons out there. Here's a newsflash for you left-wing gun control types. You ready? The AR-15 is A, not an assault weapon. B, AR does not stand for assault rifle. It stands for Armalite, the manufacturer. The gross ignorance on the part of what passes for a news media, and a Democrat Party, but again, I repeat myself, is almost too much to behold. It really is.
Oh, it is.
So it is. 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. The artist formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis, and for Scott Hannon today on What's on Your Mind. Feel free to chime in on pretty much anything you'd like to.
Go ahead. One thing you brought up there, and I've said this forever. Tell me what, and I would ask any one of our reps. Somebody needs to get on the floor of the House and the Senate and just ask a simple question: is what is an assault weapon? What is an assault weapon?
An assault weapon?
Yeah. What is an assault weapon? They're going to point at the scary looking AR platform rifle.
Weapons, I think, in the minds of most people,
well, Jason,
they think of machine guns.
Assault is a verb.
It is not one round per one pull of the trigger. That is any semi-automatic hunting rifle. Anyway, more on What's on Your Mind coming right up. Stick around, everybody. I'm Jason Lewis.
Big news. A recent study finds Americans don't trust big media. Now, Americans like me have found a source they do trust. It's Newsmax. I watch Newsmax TV, and I even use the free Newsmax app on my smartphone. Nielsen says that almost 7 million cable viewers watch Newsmax, but not Fox News. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. Start your mornings with Wake Up America and Rob Finnerty, and finish the night with Rob Schmidt. He tells you the real news with no spin. On weekends, watch Mike Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Rob Carson, Sebastian Gorka, and much more. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If your system doesn't carry Newsmax, call them and demand it. Or change to a cable system that does carry Newsmax. More than 20 million Americans have made the switch to a new source they can trust. Newsmax. Make the switch today. You won't go back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, Thursday edition. Happy almost Friday. Brought to you by our friends. I can tell you what, and boy, the weather couldn't be better across the neighborhood. It's going to be awesome. Brought to you by our friends at Advanced Business Methods. Now, I didn't realize this until we started working with ABM, that hackers can get into your business through your printers. I had no idea. Yeah, they can get in through your printers into your network. So today's printers are literally high-end computers. print management software. ABM does that. You get data, analytics, help you track usage, tell you how to save money on the jobs you do print, who's printing what, so much more you can track. Printing experts and the expenses get under control. Or the expenses get under control for printing with the experts at ABM. Get them under control today. Go to online to abmnow.com. Advanced business methods, abmnow.com. 50 years of serving the business community across our neighborhood. Best products, best service you'll find anywhere. And they're local. We love local. abmnow.com, abmnow.com. Tell them the What's On Your Mind team sent you. Jason Lewis is in for Scott Henin today and tomorrow. And lots to chat about, lots to talk about, Mr. Lewis.
Well, we're having some audio difficulties. I hope you're done.
I'm good. You're good.
I can't hear you from where I am, but I'm going to push on because that's just the way I am. Yes, you bet. Jason Lewis here, the former, the artist formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis and a talk show guy for many, many years in the Twin Cities and across this great country. Got to get to some topics here before we get to the Minnesota gubernatorial candidate at the top of the hour, Scott Jensen. We showed some real bravery on the COVID lockdowns. Here's an administration. By the way, did you see Biden last night on Kimmel? I do not. Well, I have not watched Jimmy Kimmel, I don't think, ever. Talk about an angry idiot. That's Jimmy Kimmel. No wonder his ratings are in the tank. But he was talking about not how the Republicans don't play square and how Trump abused the Constitution. This is Joe Biden, who single-handedly has destroyed the economic health of this country, the national security of this country, the psyche of this country, who single-handedly violated the law, the Supreme Court said so, in the migrant protocol when he was trying to undo the Trump order to send migrants back to appeal to apply for asylum. And the court said, oh, you can't really do that, Joe. He has failed in his oath of office to secure the border. He overreached on COVID when no one needed to have an overreach. He threw kids in isolation, of which they're still recovering. This is Joe Biden, who had the audacity to lecture anybody along with that idiot-in-chief on ABC, Jimmy Kimmel. This is where, by the way, late-night television is right now. It has nothing to do with entertainment and everything to do with agitprop. But I digress. So once again, I do want to get to this Kavanaugh thing because it's really, really, really important. But if you've got a comment or a question for me, feel free to chime in right here. What's on your mind is up and running for a Thursday, 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550, the contact line for What's on Your Mind and your guest host, former Congressman Jason Lewis. Now, it's really important to understand that there has been a war on the Supreme Court for some time being conducted by the Democrat media complex, which basically includes, it's a little riff off, you know, General Eisenhower's industrial military complex for you people as old as I am. Remember that? He warned of a military industrial complex that would get us into wars we don't need to be in, you know, like Ukraine. Well, now there's a Democrat media complex, and the Democrat media complex is nothing more than Democrats and the press working together to transform our country into something of which we've never seen, of which our ancestors never seen, of which the framers did not give us. It is a total transformation, or as Biden says, a transition to green energy, which means gasoline at $10 a gallon. Hey, who's complaining? If you're a rich trust fund baby in the Bay Area, you can afford a Tesla, no problem. Even Elon Musk understands we need to open up gas and oil drilling more. And he's an electric car maker. But understand something. When I was running for the U.S. Senate and I was debating Senator Tina Smith in Minnesota, I knew she wanted to attack the court. She had done so in July of 18 when she viciously went after Judge Kavanaugh on the floor of the Senate over, believe it or not, environmental issues. And now, or after that, when Chuck Schumer physically, or not physically, but verbally and literally warned Kavanaugh, we will get you. You know, you won't know what hits you. the Democrats have decided to declare war on the third branch of government, the judicial branch of government, if they don't get their way. Now, this is almost a working definition of a tyrant. This is what tyrants do. They don't believe in self-government because in self-government, somebody loses. And then you go and you know, lick your wounds to fight for another day. They will not accept anything other than their way of life. That is almost a working definition of an autocrat. So I'm debating Tina Smith, and I knew she wanted to pack the court, and I said, you want to pack the court? She was asked whether she was going to pack the court. She denied it. Guess who announced legislation to pack the Supreme Court once this term came around? Senator Tina Smith. She lied in the debate. She lied in the campaign. She has declared war on the judicial branch of government, a violation of her oath and the separation of powers. In fact, when the Alito opinion, the draft opinion, was illegally leaked, Tina Smith called Judge Alito and his opinion bull. I can't repeat it on the air, but you know, you get the drift, right? All of this adds up to a war on the court, which means Supreme Court justices have a bullseye on their back. So lo and behold, after the media, the Democrat media complex, threaten, cajole, scream at the Supreme Court when they don't get their way, an assassin shows up outside the house of Judge Kavanaugh. Now, this could easily be prevented if Joe Biden did his job. When people on federal property show up outside the home of a Supreme Court justice, that is a violation of federal law. They can be arrested right now. You don't have to wait for an assassin to show up. I had experience with this when I was in the House of Representatives. I had people on my front lawn. If we don't start arresting these miserable punks, the resistance, the indivisible crowd, the people that have brought up riots in the streets for an entire year, unrelenting crime from San Francisco to Minneapolis to New York, these are the people that have brought us that. And it starts with not controlling their own little wannabes who decide they're going to show up on your property to protest. Those people ought to be shown what that sort of violation of the rule of law looks like. But they are not. So they are egged on by Tina Smith, by CNN. And it's kind of amazing. These people are so committed. No lawsuit or number of settlements against CNN, whether it's for Nicholas Sandman or Kyle Rittenhouse or the Washington Post or you name it, is going to stop these people. They are committed zealots. They are committed revolutionaries. And they control the apparatus of our institutions. It's institutional liberalism. Updated, we call it the swamp. They control Major League Sports. They control the corporate boardroom.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42%. In the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Here's Pam.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
One of the nation's largest liquefied natural gas facilities will shut down for 3 weeks. The closure of the Freeport LNG plant in Texas comes after an explosion Wednesday morning caused damage to it. The facility provides about 20% of the nation's LNG processing. An investigation into the explosion is underway. Vice President Kamala Harris announced $3.2 billion to address what the Biden administration considers to be key causes of people rushing the U.S. border.
When we provide economic opportunity for people in Central America, we address an important driver of migration.
As illegal immigration residents in the United States has increased 10% since Biden took office, it should be noted this week's Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles will be receiving low-level diplomats instead of leaders out of disrespect that Biden was not inclusive to all countries in the region. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thursday edition brought to you by our friends at HATandSons.com. That's H.A. Thompson and Sons. They've been at this a long time. When we talk about indoor air quality, IAQ, these guys, the H.A. Thompson team, is the best at what they do. The reason being is they've been doing it for so long. 1908 they started. High-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical contractor services, not only in Bismarck, Mandan, but across the region. Okay, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. But I'll tell you what, you look at these Sonovox, these UV air cleaner units. They target harmful bacteria, the viruses, the mold in the air for your home or business. Unbelievable results. Got to see the numbers. Find out more at HATandSons.com. HATandSons.com, proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind, where Jason Lewis today is hosting for Scott Hennen, who's in Norway. Jason, welcome back, buddy. Good to have you.
I am here and glad to be here, my friend, on What's On Your Mind. Scott, busy abroad, across the pond, as we say, but the artist formerly known as Congressman Jason Lewis is taking the helm today and setting everybody straight on what's going on with this absolute insanity that has engulfed this country. We'll straighten it out within the hour, and then everybody will be fine. Simple as that, right? Dan? Yeah, by the way, 1-800-228. That's 1-800-228-0550. Yes, 1-800-228-0550.
Kevin is in Fergus Falls with a comment. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Congressman Lewis, appreciate you being on air. And I live in Minnesota. And, I'm only 25 minutes away from Wahpeton. And 50 minutes away from South Dakota, but you know what? This state is worth fighting for. And until God tells me to uproot and run, we stay here and fight. And
I hope I didn't get it. Apparently, but you're right. Every state is worth fighting for in this country. We can't let any of them out. And there are signs that even progressives in California, with the recall of the DA in San Francisco by an overwhelming number, 60%, by the way, and now a mayoral candidate in Los Angeles is gaining steam. Who knows what could happen if you stick to your guns. But Minnesota's a tougher nut to crack. It is less transient. You have a homegrown liberalism in Minnesota that is more entrenched. They hide behind Minnesota Nice. You have a dominant media in Minnesota that is off the charts liberal. I mean, if you go through the Twin Cities and you take any newscast at 10 o'clock, if you obviously read the Star Tribune, which is nothing more than a Democrat mouthpiece, if you look at just the institutional liberalism of the Twin Cities, it sort of engulfs the whole state. And this is this rural-urban divide that has been exacerbated as more and more people flee the urban areas because of high taxes, miserable congestion, and unrelenting crime. Oh, and by the way, the schools are really good at indoctrinating your kids, not so much preparing them for a productive life. So this is the battle we've got, and I'm glad you're in it. Stick to your guns. Let's try Ben in Pelican Rapids. You're on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Ben.
Jason, I mentioned to your call screener, I'm in the parts business, and I talked to two customers in the last week from Delaware. And since Joe spends more time in Delaware than Washington, when his airplane is parked at the airport, they close down. It's a closed airspace, and the guys say it covers the whole county. Well, little flight services, people that do anything around the airport, they're going broke.
Yeah, right.
And there was a farmer that has his own
grass strip. I
really
think he cares at all.
You bring up
something really, really interesting, however. Jamie Raskin, I came to Congress with him. He's just a radical lefty. You'll hear from him tonight on the January 6th report. He's the guy that offered this plan for the 25th Amendment so that Congress could say, oh, the president is mentally incapacitated, and therefore we've got to remove him. He did that when Trump was in office. Can you imagine if that were applied now? This president would be gone in a New York minute. Joe Biden is not all there. I'm not saying he's a clear and present danger. I'm just saying he's incompetent to the point where he is not running things in the White House. The person you elected is not acting as president. And if you applied...
Jason, the American people did not elect him.
You're not one of those conspiracy types,
proved,
are you?
Mike Lindell proved that with the machines.
The Raskin proposal to remove a president for mental deficiency applies to the current occupant far more than it ever did to any other. And yet now nobody's talking about that. Nobody's talking about removing Joe for mental incapacity as they were. You know, it's amazing if you just take everything that was proposed during the Trump administration, flip it and apply it to Biden. You want to talk about Ukrainian collusion? There was no question that Joe Biden and Hunter were colluding with the Ukrainians to make certain his son didn't get investigated. Biden admitted it on air. And yet nothing is done. We have two standards in America, and unfortunately, if you want to talk about media bias, okay, that's a double standard. You wouldn't have the media at all if you didn't have double standards. But when it applies to the rule of law, you don't have a self-governing republic anymore. You have something more akin to one-party rule, and that can become extremely dangerous. And that's sort of where we're at right now, isn't it? We're in a country we don't recognize anymore. And so, Ben, I appreciate you sticking to your guns as well. Pardon the pun there.
Thanks.
You bet. Look, I wanted to get to this this ESPN story as well. Because one of the things, and you'll be hearing a little bit more on this from me in the near future. I can't reveal everything right now, but... we've got a project we're going to unveil. Maybe we'll unveil it right here on What's on Your Mind. Who knows? That I think you'll like coming up soon from Jason Lewis. But one of the things that we've been up against, people that actually think there's still more good about America than bad, is this institutional liberalism. Reagan actually first coined the term the swamp, but Trump sort of perfected it. But really what it is, it's when our institutions decide to take sides. So for a long time now, we've had a very, very liberal, if not radically left-wing education system from K through 12 to higher ed, which is off the charts. They're firing professors for having the wrong opinion. All right? We've known that. Anybody that's ever been to school, best 3 years of my life were my freshman year in college. So we know what it's like to be a conservative in the halls of academia. But even K through 12 now, we're seeing that this mindless indoctrination for transgenderism and critical race theory and all of the rest, anti-Americanism, has engulfed the education bureaucracy to the point where kids aren't learning anything except how to, be professional protesters. So that's the capture of education. Now we're seeing the corporate boardroom from Delta to Disney to Coca-Cola boycott Major League Baseball because they don't like having to show an ID. They like making you show an ID if you want to show up to the park and buy a suite or something like that, but they don't like showing ID if you're going to vote. So the corporate boardroom has now gone left. Nonprofits have been left-wing, basically organs of liberalism for years and years and years, and even the sports world. ESPN, if you really want to see how deep and how entrenched left-wing socialism, radicalism, intersectionalism, non-binary activists have become, tune into any sports talk station. Tune into ESPN. The most virulent left-wing Twitter trolls are people that pretend they're fans, pretend they were actually athletes at one point. There is this weird sort of union between professional sports and liberalism now that is off the charts. Minnesota Twins owners are noted left-wing activists. They put the rainbow flags on the pitching mound years ago before Tampa Bay decided to make their players wear a LGBTQ, and I forget the rest of the alphabet, before they made their players wear a rainbow insignia on their uniforms. Well, as you may or may not know, five Tampa Bay Ray players said, no, actually, this violates my religious tenet. I believe in the Bible. You may not like it, but I'm not going to promote something I don't believe in. For that, Sarah Spain, the hack at ESPN, called these Rays players bigots. Bigots. For actually standing up for their religion. You mark my words, if this radical authoritarianism from the intersectional or intersection community or the woke community continues, the Bible will be banned. It will be banned. Religious liberty will be a thing of the past. Forget about Masterpiece, Hobby Lobby, where the Supreme Court of the United States, and this is why they're under the gun, actually upheld the right of religious conscience. You don't have to believe in transgenderism. You don't have to believe that boys should be able to go in girls' locker rooms. That's what the court said, right? Well, that's why the left hates them. That's why the media hate them. That's why they are wink and a nod, saber-rattling towards justices and assassins show up. Because they don't like the fact that other people have views other than theirs. That's not tolerated in an autocratic system. That's the direction we're headed. And it's being fomented by these liberal idiots on ESPN and sports, believe it or not. Sarah Spain called the Rays players bigots for upholding their religious views. It tells you all you need to know why the Supreme Court is under attack today, why assassins are showing up outside their home. Because this intolerant left says there is no room for you to disagree with me. Even though the First Amendment to the United States Constitution guarantees your free exercise of religion. That means if you don't think bigamy is a good idea, if you don't think polygamy is a good idea, if you don't think shacking up is a good idea, if you don't think drug use is a good idea, promiscuity is a good idea, or transgenderism is a good idea, or the things that the Human Rights Campaign proposes each and every day, if you don't think those are a good idea in a free country, you have the right to say just that. That is what we are fighting for. Liberty. Freedom of thought. And that's what's on my mind today. More coming right up. Stick around. I'm Jason Lewis.
Zero is the number. Dial it up. Bob and Williston, Trent and Douglas, you're on deck.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Take it from the people that own one. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Here's Dennis to tell us why.
I knew Vince for a number of years through the YMCA. So he had been after me a long time to think about this, to get one. You're going to feel good. I said, Vince, I'm going to buy one from you. And that's what I did. It's so relaxing. We have the stereo on outside in the deck. Promotes time of relaxation and a time of fellowship. And it's been wonderful.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks 2.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Thursday edition. Happy Thursday, almost Friday. We got a great forecast across the region, across the neighborhood. Going to be nice. Looking at probably close to 90 as we get towards Father's Day weekend next weekend. Not too bad at all. This is, I'll tell you what, this weather, this is great flagpole installation weather. Is it not, Jim the Flagpole Guy? Jim, how are you, buddy? Welcome back. Is Jim there? Where's our man, Jim? You got him, Daniel?
Here.
There he is. How you doing,
hey,
buddy?
I'm enjoying this nice weather. It is good flagpole weather. Good morning to you. Good morning to everybody, for sure. Mm-hmm. Actually, Kevin, we're out in Bismarck right now. We're putting in 14-hour days. We've got 9 jobs done since Tuesday. Well, actually, 9 jobs, half of them are done, but we're doing foundations and we're just kicking butt.
Attaboy. Well, you know, and he's graduated from ndflagpoleguy.com to usflagpoleguy.com, so obviously things are going well, my man.
Well, they are, and I'm always still looking for help, and I'm looking for a CDL driver, somebody that can help me with this load. I'm doing my best, and if you have submitted an online request, please be patient. You can give me a call. Joan's in the office today. We can get some estimates done. I'm really asking everybody, if they could, to please go to usflagpoleguy.com and just page around. Even if you're not interested in a flagpole, you might be interested in our video series where we go around and we interview customers from the Great Plains, you know, area here all across the Fruited Plain. You know, we've got a lot of great stories to tell, and America is a great story. And your topics of conversation today are assaulting that, and there's no better way to exclaim where you stand, and that's by installing a flagpole in your yard or business.
Oh, amen to that, man. I'll tell you what, in this, the products that Jim uses are U.S. made. They are fantastic. You want to fly one off the back of your truck? He's got different flags, but not just the kind that you need a, you know, a foundation for. You want to hang one off the house or off your deck. There's all kinds of options there if you go to usflagpoleguy.com. Always love talking to you, brother, and keep up the great work. Stay cool. And again, if you are looking for a change, maybe you want to, you know, get a pivot in this economy, in this job market, you want to work for a great crew, a great guy, great company, go to usflagpoleguy.com and get a hold of Jim, and you'll see what we're talking about when you meet the team. Always good to talk to you, brother. We'll talk soon. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Kevin. God bless you. God bless America.
Bless you, sir. There you go. North Dakota Flagpole Guy, now usflagpoleguy.com. Jason Lewis, former congressman from the great state of Minnesota, where we both live, in the Northwoods, is in for Scott today on What's on Your Mind. Always good to have you on the show, my friend. Is he there? Jason, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me,
sir? I can hear you. Go ahead. You're good.
That's awesome. I can't hear you, but you can hear me, and that's all that matters. By the way, we still have a couple of callers on the line, Bob and Trent.
Yep, we do.
Well, yeah, Bob is in. By the way, the call-in number, as you all know by now, is an easy one. It's 1-800-228-0550. That's 1-800-228-0550. Coming up next hour, Minnesota's gubernatorial endorsed candidate on the Republican side, Scott Jensen, will join us to talk about all things statewide in the great state of Minnesota. But right now, let's try Bob in Williston. Williston, Tioga, beautiful country. I was out there a few years ago when the man camps were roaring away. I suppose it's a bit different these days with the war on fossil fuels. But, Bob, good to hear you. Good to have you on the program. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call this morning.
You bet.
They evidently, I wasn't supposed to call in with this theory about the shooting in Texas, because I've been on the line for 20 minutes. You don't know how many times I have thought about hanging up and not telling you about what my theory is. And I think there's a reason why you kept pushing me back. Maybe somebody doesn't want me to say this. But my theory is the liberals staged the school shooting in Texas. They did it to push their gun agenda. And you've seen what's happened since the shooting. They're already testifying in Washington over the shooting for gun control. And usually this doesn't happen for weeks, months, or years before you start seeing this testifying. And I mean, it happened immediately after the shooting. The liberals are a ruthless bunch. They will not stop at anything to push their agenda. They will even go as far as killing people to push their agenda through. And if you stop to think about it, this kid that did the shooting, he was able to had enough money to go buy maybe $3,000 worth of rifles to pull this deal off. I heard he was driving a $70,000 pickup, plus he had $5,000 of cash in his pocket. Now, this is a little town in Texas, a poverty town, that they cannot afford that kind of money to buy this stuff. So where did he get this money to get this stuff? Nobody ever goes back and sees, just they're back checking on these people. How did this kid get this money? Where did it come from? Why did the cops take 45 freaking minutes to go inside that school and shut this thing down? They were told to wait to make sure their agenda is pushed through.
Well, look, Bob, I don't agree with you on...
Bob, I got to move on. I appreciate it. Nobody held you back. We've been having some technical difficulties. Maybe that's why you were waiting. But we believe in free speech here, and you're free to say whatever you want. I don't agree with you on that. I don't think the liberals need a conspiracy. I think their agenda is a consensus that's all out in the open and would have happened either way. I'm Jason Lewis. More coming right up on What's on Your Mind.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.